I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Trauma survivors in South Carolina now have access to a support network of other patients, families, and healthcare providers to help rebuild their lives following a serious injury. To talk about the MUSC Trauma Survivors Network is Dr. Samir Fakhri, president of the American Trauma Society and a trauma surgeon at MUSC. Dr. Fakhri, tell us a bit about the Survivors Network here that helps patients after suffering a serious injury.
So as a practicing trauma center at MUSC, we've become quite good at taking care of injuries that patients have, but mostly we focused on the physical injuries. We now know and have learned over the years that patients also have non-physical injuries, post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, anxiety about the future, trouble coping. And this is a relatively new area for most of us because we were never trained in the care of the non-physical injury. So there's now a way that we can bring help to our patients at the trauma center at MUSC and in other centers throughout the state so that patients can access help and assistance.
And I mentioned that other patients and perhaps families help in this healing process that we're talking about. What does that really look like?
Trauma is different than some of the other diseases that are treated at hospitals because none of us expects to be injured. None of us is prepared for it, really, and none of us really knows what to do when all of a sudden our life's interrupted. So it occurred to some of the patients that went through this and some of the doctors caring for them that the best qualified person to help you after you've been injured and you're trying to recover is somebody who's actually gone through it. And that was the basis for the Trauma Survivors Network, which is really what we're talking about.
And is this Trauma Survivors Network, in addition to South Carolina-based, is it going on nationally as well?
You're absolutely right. There is a national Trauma Survivors Network that was put forth by the American Trauma Society. And our listeners can access information about both the American Trauma Society and the Trauma Survivors Network online. The TSN, as we like to call it, is now present in about 50 of the leading trauma centers in America, including the Medical University of South Carolina, and is networked amongst all these centers so we can all learn from each other how to best help our patients and families as they're trying to recover from serious injury.
Dr. Fakhri, is there research that you can tell us about that relates to the emotional or psychological impact when someone suffers a severe physical injury and trauma?
So many years ago, if you'd asked me that question, I would probably not had much to say about that. But we've learned a lot over the last decade or so. And we've actually conducted research here in Charleston that shows that up to 50% of the patients who survived severe trauma and leave the hospital are going to be faced with challenges like PTSD, depression, anxiety. And so that research has been published now and originated here in Charleston. And we know it's been duplicated many other places around the country. So there's no doubt that our patients need this.
And I'm guessing families are included in this same scenario in terms of the importance in the aftermath of trauma.
You're absolutely correct, because injury affects not just the individual who's injured, but all their loved ones, their family members. In fact, their entire support network is involved. And our idea was to bring people together who've experienced this, who have learned to cope with it, and have them help us care for the patients who are going through it right now and will be going through it in the first few weeks and few months after they're discharged from the hospital.
Dr. Fakhri, thank you so much for providing this update about the MUSC Trauma Survivors Network.
Thank you very much for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.